We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And good morning. Welcome back. Hope you are well. A lot of interesting things to talk about during the course of the broadcast today, and always look forward to your participation, whether that's through calls or texts. Now, this first story may strike you rather oddly, but I think this is really cool. And especially as we're just a couple of days removed from Father's Day. As you know, there's been a lot of concern expressed, appropriately so, about the devaluation of fatherhood. Well, here's something that kind of goes in the opposite direction. The last thing we need in this country is more government initiatives. In fact, the kind of government initiative I'd love to see would be a divesting of its involvement in our culture and our society. That's what I want to see. I do like to see individuals, businesses, corporations stepping up to do things voluntarily. Now, sometimes there can be an ulterior motive. Maybe there's a profit motive. But even there, what really makes this so wonderful is this thing called choice. That's what America is all about. It's not about the government coming along and compelling people to practice what they call charity. That's not how this thing works. What does work? Someone recognizes a need. They look and say, you know what? I think we have the resources to address that. Let's go do it. So we bring in Pampers. Like, what in the world is he talking about? Yes, Pampers, as in diapers. Pampers announced they're going to help install diaper changing stations in 5,000 men's restrooms in the U.S. and Canada. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? 5,000 diaper changing tables. Now, I remember this experience four times over. Sometimes when you go into certain places and there's just not a clean area to change. There really isn't. The assumption has been for so many years, well, the women are going to do that. But many of us guys, we've been stepping up to the plate on this for years anyway. No matter what the circumstances were, you know, we kind of improvise. Now, this particular initiative comes after an image made the social media rounds showing a father doing whatever he could to change his son without making him lie on the floor. Now, again, putting politics aside, because I'm no big fan politically of John Legend, all right? But the fact they're using his star power to help promote this, great. Good for them. So that's what will happen all across the country? Once again, the spirit of volunteerism. And this is the kind of thing we need to encourage. And I want to encourage you. You see a need? Think about it. Pray about it. Ask yourself, what is it I need to do to meet that need? Maybe it's as an individual. Maybe as a business. Maybe as a group. It's something that requires some collaboration. If so, spearhead that and go run with it. Kind of in a related subject matter. I remember years ago, the first really good pastor I had We had a discussion about this very issue. Just so often what happens in churches is there's a need. And so what do people do?
Well, I'm going to go talk to the pastor.
I'm kind of making fun of this idea for a number of reasons. Now, the first really good pastor that I had back in Kentucky, I remember, his approach was always, this is something, it's a burden on your heart. Well, why don't you take it and run with it? Let me know how I can help you. That's a great answer. Now, there are other institutions you might be a part of, and this is going to go through a ridiculous process of committees.
Well, we need to study that because we never have done that before.
And you'll have meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting, and a good part of the time, you know, it gets done, squat, nothing. So I like this approach. You see a need, take it, run with it. So keep your eyes and ears open. Maybe there's something like this that you can do. Let's talk about one of the big stories of the day, the president on Monday night issuing a threat to deport millions of undocumented immigrants next week. What? This is actually what he said. Said the agency will begin deporting undocumented immigrants as fast as they come in, and called on congressional Democrats to address the border crisis. Now, we're not completely sure what this plan is. And so far, the White House nor Immigration and Customs Enforcement has responded to requests for clarification on this. These tweets are just ahead of the official kickoff of the president's 2020 presidential bid. Now, back in 2016, this is the issue that really helped to carry him to the finish line. A hard stance against immigration, illegal immigration, by building a wall and ridding the country of undocumented immigrants. Now, the president said this is going to require vast resources. ICE is already strained by migrants crossing the border illegally. So what's the solution? Well, deport the people. Get them out of here. This is what the president said. Next week, ICE will begin the process of removing the millions of illegal aliens who have illicitly found their way into the United States. They will be removed as fast as they come in. Mexico, using their strong immigration laws, is doing a very good job of stopping people. Of course, the president saying this after this deal recently worked out with Mexico.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
He goes on, long before they get out to our southern border, Guatemala, getting ready to sign a safe third agreement. The only ones who won't do anything are the Democrats in Congress. They must vote to get rid of the loopholes and fix asylum. If so, border crisis will end quickly. So far, nothing from the acting Homeland Security Secretary. We're trying to find out what the deal is. A senior administration official said over 1 million undocumented immigrants have been issued final deportation orders. We'll see what happens here. Back in the Vince Coakley radio program, and we start off here on the text line. Vince, I have a whole water cooler full of orange Kool-Aid. Come join me for a drink. Just kidding. I love your sense of humor, by the way. This texter says, good to have you back on the air. Sending all my prayers on behalf of your father and family. Just remember, God is always with us, even in the darkest of times. Have a blessed and safe day, sir. Thank you very much. I so appreciate that. Also on the text line, this question, I assume. Trump hater? Just remember, everyone, the people loved Castro, Stalin, and Hitler when they gained control of their countries. Not trusting Trump or any leader is a good thing. But you need to judge a leader by his or her results. It's easy to concentrate on the negatives because we're all human. Just remember, being fair and just has nothing to do with your personal feelings. Yep, not about feelings. Very important to consider that. What do you think about this deportation plan? It, for that matter, is it a plan? What's involved here? Because so far we don't have any specific details beyond what we've heard here with this figure of 1 million. Are they actually going to go all out and just start rounding up people? A senior official saying over 1 million undocumented immigrants have been issued final deportation orders by federal judges, yet remain at large in the country, and called enforcing those judicial orders a top priority for ICE. Well, this ought to be interesting. Earlier this month, ICE's new acting director, Mark Morgan, said the agency was exploring options to arrest and deport families who've gone through their legal proceedings and have been ordered to depart the U.S. The operation could target migrants with a final order of removal. Morgan described the potential deportation of families as a way to reduce the incentive for migrants to travel to the United States. Families are often released into the U.S. following their apprehension, due to limits on the time children can be held in government custody. So now, you know, are we going to see this? Are we going to see these displays of deportations? Now, I think the idea, the optics of this could be really good because the message does need to be communicated to these folks who are considering making that long trek from South America, wherever they are. They need to understand you're not welcome here through the back door. You're not. And I think that's the message that the administration perhaps is trying to send. George, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Vince. How you doing?
All right, sir.
I want to just talk a quick second here about the deportation. There's no doubt that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer would get some liberal judge to put a block on that, and that'll be stopped for sure for a while. I wish Trump would have done a little better timing, like you said, on it, to wait on that to next week and surprise everybody and don't tell all the Democrats what he's doing all the time. Secondly, the bathroom thing with the diaper changing, if that was Trump's idea, they'll block that too.
Oh, they certainly would. There's no question about that. And actually, George, I would not be a fan if this were a government idea. It doesn't matter whose idea it is in government. This is something that is for private people or businesses or corporations or whatever. So I understand where you're coming from. But I think what George is mentioning here is the importance of the element of surprise. I do think there's already a heightened sense of awareness and concern anyway, because people have recognized that there's a new regime here. There's a new effort to be a lot more aggressive in enforcing our immigration laws. So it'll be interesting to see if this actually does happen. Can you imagine what's going to happen with the mainstream media when they start seeing these stories happen? The sob story and the sob story calls, they're going to start flooding into newsrooms across the country. Can you imagine this? Oh, we knew this really wonderful family. They were such nice people. I can just see, I can write those stories right now before they even happen. And those dastardly people came by and they arrested them. These are the same people who had no problem with an invasion to the home of a certain family years ago during the Clinton administration and the forced removal at gunpoint of Elian Gonzalez. Do you remember that? But who cares about that? We have very selective outrage, don't we? That's how this thing works. Let's have a little fun, shall we? Cabot Phillips from Campus Reform decided to do a little project. He interviewed a number of people and shared some racist comments. This stuff is really good. Actually, I don't think we can do this justice. We're going to save this for after the break. But you're going to get a kick out of this. Actual quotes will be shared. And it's funny to hear what people think. I'm trying to be nice here. But I have long come to the conclusion that most people are profoundly ignorant. They really are. They are ignorant. And they'll believe pretty much whatever some authority figure will tell them. And don't take this the wrong way. But this ignorance knows no bounds in terms of partisanism. Because there's a lot of ignorance in Republican ranks, too. Let's go out to Stan in Clover. Good morning.
Hi, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, sir.
Well, but I heard you say correctly that all these people that Trump's wanting to deport now with ICE, that the judges have already signed the orders ordering their removal. Didn't Sheriff McFadden just say, as an excuse, this just shows the excuse, he was using an excuse that the only reason he didn't do it, he wouldn't honor ICE detainers, but he would honor judges signing warrants to have people removed or held in custody.
Right.
Now we have the judges' orders to have them removed, and they still haven't been removed.
So that's the test.
Once the judges have signed the order, Trump has the authority to remove them. That's what's been ordered by the judge.
Right. I mean, there's really nothing that stands in the way, and I think George made the appropriate point, though. It's probably just a matter of time before some of these Democrats run to a judge somewhere who would actually order this stopped while it's reviewed through the court process. Don't be surprised if that happens.
Have a good day, Vince.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, Stan. I guarantee that's going to happen. There will be somebody who's going to run to a judge. But I don't know what leg do you have to stand on? I mean, the word illegal, it does mean something, doesn't it? And when you have an actual order from a court, you know, that's pretty straightforward. That's my perspective anyway. Over on the text line, this mess really is not about Trump. If we let the deep state and establishment do this to anyone, Republican or Democrat, it's over. Ah. Vince, what is Trump's new campaign slogan going to be? I think MAGA is a bit tired. How many years does it take to make America great again? And where exactly are the goalposts? Very, very good question. I'd love to know this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coming up, we're going to have a little fun with some quotes. You know, there are a lot of people who want to label Donald Trump as a racist, and you'll find out. They're going to learn a little lesson. Stay with us. WBT Sky Show 2019 presented by Clicker Ticket, Division of the Governor's Highway Safety Program. July 4th, BB&T Ballpark with Charlotte Knights versus Norfolk Tides. The best fireworks show in the Southeast, brought to you by Fox 46. Fireworks soundtrack will be aired live right here on WBT. Check out all of the Sky Show details at WBT.com/Sky Show. What are your thoughts on this deportation plan, whatever the plan is? You know, I was just listening in the news, and there was a reference there to the idea of what the president's proposing and the fact that apparently immigration officials were caught off guard by this. They have no idea. Just thinking, you know, wouldn't it have been good to have a conversation with these folks and let them know what's going on? I don't know. Just an idea of mine. Herb in Lancaster, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. My God, you're blessing me this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep on talking.
Thank you.
You're welcome. In response to the media's reaction to the deportation, and I came across something in my reading of 1984. There's something in that called Newspeak. And what it is, the media, you would think they would be reporting the news, not creating it. Well, the whole purpose of Newspeak is to, and I quote, narrow the range of thought. Narrow the range of thought. And they put it on a loop. Every 10 or 15 minutes, they repeat it. And guess what happens to the individual who's listening?
We narrow the range of thought.
Yes. Right out of 1984, George Orwell. I don't want to be accused of plagiarizing here. It keeps the thought police.
We won't call you Joe Biden. Don't worry about that.
And the last thing, I was listening to the show just before you, McCory, responding to the murders there in Charlotte, and he was chastising some people who were jumping on the police. Oh, the police should have stopped it, da-da-da. He said, look, folks, the police are not your parents. It begins in the home.
Yep.
And then it spills into the community, and then this is where law enforcement gets involved, but it starts in the home.
Yep. You're absolutely right, Herb. I do appreciate your call. Great to hear from you again this morning. It's so frustrating because this, again, gets back to what I've said repeatedly about the foundations of civil society. It begins first with healthy individuals, moves on to intact, ideally, nuclear families. And from there, extended families. And then relationships beyond that. But the left has been very aggressive about detonating every single one of the things that I've just described to you. So the only thing you have left is government. You think you're going to fix all this with government? Good luck, folks. Mike in York, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. I have Trump's 2020 campaign slogan. It's tongue-in-cheek, but I think you'll like it. W-A-W-A. That stands for, we ain't walking away. We're going to re-elect Trump. We're going to keep rolling on the Trump train. We're going to keep pushing for all these things. But it's a double entendre, okay? It also sums up the liberals' reaction when we re-elect Trump, which is wah, wah.
I knew that was coming. That was pretty good. Pretty good. I have to give that one an A for its cleverness. No question about that. Speaking of the presidential contest, who is the front runner in this particular contest? Well, it is none other than Joe Biden. Do people really know who this guy is?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, if you listen to the mainstream news media, they will continue to portray the president as a racist. So, Campus Reform, Cabot Phillips, the reporter, decided to go out and talk to some people and share some quotes. Here's how this process went in sharing some Joe Biden quotes. Here it is.
Have a few quotes for you here. I want you to guess who said them between Donald Trump or Joe Biden, all right? Okay. Somewhat controversial quotes from the past. First quote, you cannot go to a 7-Eleven or Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. Who do you think said that?
Trump.
Trump.
That sounds like a Trump quote.
Ooh. That's a big yikes. But I might say Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Next up, this was to a largely African-American audience. Quote, if my opponent wins, they're going to put you all back in chains.
Trump again.
Wow. I still think that's Donald Trump.
Oh, definitely Trump.
Trump.
Donald Trump.
Joe Biden.
Next up, this was about President Obama. He called him, quote, the first mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean.
Probably Trump.
I'll go Trump again.
Who do you think said that?
I think Trump said that.
Donald Trump.
What if I told you that all of those are actually Joe Biden?
All right, there it is.
Is that surprising?
Yeah, very.
That's crazy.
Is that surprising?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Oh, that's bad.
Is that surprising to you?
Yeah, I mean, they're all pretty racist, so not really good.
Ah, well, that's surprising.
That's really surprising.
Why is that surprising?
I've never heard any of those things before, so the fact that you told me that, now I'm like, damn, is he really who he say he is?
I don't think that's something I want to really support.
Would this potentially impact your vote?
Of course.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, like, since I thought all that was Trump, like, I thought, like, that was going to be a slam dunk, but apparently, you know, I got to reconsider that, so I'll just look more in-depth, really.
Would these quotes potentially lead you to another candidate?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, absolutely.
Personally, probably. I would have to really do my research.
Yeah, I think it would.
Would these quotes impact your potential support of him?
Yes.
I'm surprised. Surprised.
Why is that surprising?
Because then you would hear a lot of media, you know, saying Trump usually is the one targeting and making fun of the other classes. But then you see Joe Biden making some executive decisions when he was vice president that you didn't really see in television. So I guess, to a point, I guess media does play a role.
You think? The media? You guess they play a role? Again, Cabot Phillips from Campus Reform. You see how ignorant people are? They have no idea Joe Biden made these actual comments. I mean, they're just stupid. See, the thing is, I don't even after hearing those things, and I remember every single one of them, I still don't think of Joe Biden as a racist. I think he's an old fool. That's all he is. He's an old fool. And I'm not going to burn any of my brain cells sitting around worrying that he's a racist. That he's going to come after me and put us in chains. I have no fear of these people. I really have zero fear. I just think it's amusing. It's laughable that this guy thinks he's presidential material. It's really sad, isn't it? Keith, got to make it quick, 30 seconds or so. Hard break here.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
All right, sir.
I just wanted to say we need to fix it where the undocumented workers want to deport themselves, not deport them ourselves. If we pass laws that would say we'll fine you $10,000 for hiring one, we will seize everything that you have if you come in this country and pay for your deportation, then they won't be here.
That's a pretty interesting strategy. The idea is to make it so uncomfortable. So what do you think about these quotes? These quotes from Joe Biden. Do you think it's going to make a difference? Do you expect the news media to play any of these quotes? Is anybody going to care? Of course not. In fact, do you think those people who were interviewed for that segment, do you think they really will? Do you think they really will go and research? I wouldn't bet on it. Over on the text line, some of the items here. for President Donald Trump's 2020 campaign. New slogan, Keep America Great. Well, that's an interesting idea. There's, I love this one. MAGA, make Alexandria go away. That's pretty clever. These illegals are under court order for deportation. They've had their due process. There is no legal validity for challenging Trump's order. Doesn't matter. They'll do it anyway. It's part of immigration's job to have standing procedures and plans to deport illegal aliens. If they don't, fire them for dereliction of duty. Alrighty. Vince, the Trump train will be gone one day. Then what? Executive orders can be overturned by the next president. Exactly. I've warned about this repeatedly. You know, think about it. Two terms of Barack Obama. Two terms. And a good part of it. With one signature, gone. Kind of sobering, isn't it? Vince, a photo on the Fox News homepage shows people camped out for Trump's upcoming campaign kickoff and a caption that reads, Trump launches 2020 machine with huge crowd, massive war chest, and slumping poll numbers. Wait a moment. Huge crowd? Slumping poll numbers? What? Uh-huh. The large crowd, I believe, but I wouldn't give a poll forecast a second thought. How accurate were they in 2016, after all? That is Al out of Simpsonville. Vince, part of Trump's strategy to mentally charm his followers using abstract ideas. A perfect example is when Trump says, I'm going to drain the swamp. To me, that's laughable. Long as any large, sprawling government is run by imperfect human beings, there will always be a swamp. Maybe Trump can tell us he's going to take us to the land of milk and honey. I will then blindly follow the new prophet. That's pretty clever. Joe Biden's quotes don't matter that much. You're still going to vote for him, aren't you? Ha, 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 ha. Yes, I can't wait to run out and vote for Joe Biden. I would vote for my dog before I'd vote for Joe Biden. And she's not running. Except away. Why so many leftists in the government? Why should he let them know first? So they can warn the illegals to hide? You know, good question. We will see how this breaks out in the coming days. Those of you in the upstate area may have heard about this story. And this is kind of a cautionary story for me and especially sensitive to this season of life for myself and my family. Did you hear about this? Man suspicious, his 89-year-old mother was being mistreated at a South Carolina nursing home. This woman suffered a number of injuries, according to the Greenville County Sheriff's Office. Afraid his mother was being abused by employees, the son hid a camera in a room at Rolling Green Village Memory Care Assisted Living in Greenville. After looking at the footage, his worst fears realized. Two staff members, Diana Rochelle Garrett and Stephanie Ann Loudon, abused his mother. They're facing abuse of a vulnerable adult charge. Sheriff's office started investigating the abuse May 22nd. Deputies called to Greenville Memorial Hospital because of injuries this woman suffered. Investigators then learned about the video. It showed Garrett and Loudon using physical force and psychological abuse on the woman stemming from an incident where she did not want to take a shower. Loudon injured the woman when she forced her to take a shower, causing her fear, agitation, and confusion, according to an arrest warrant. Gosh, this kind of thing just makes me mad. No bond set in this particular case. Sheriff's Office, believing this is an isolated incident, have not learned of any additional residents experiencing similar abuse. Loudon and Garrett described as former staff members. Well, that's good to hear. Former staff members of this assisted living center.
Hey, Vince, you got to give kudos to that son for the level of restraint. exhibited there.
You got that right.
Buddy.
Would you not want to beat the mess out of somebody?
I've seen exposés on TV before about that kind of thing, and I can't even bear to watch them because that gets my blood boiling quicker than just about anything.
For good reason.
Ooh.
For good reason.
It's defenseless.
Yeah. You know, and the sad thing is, you know, how many times this happened in, you know, other institutions and, I mean, there's no way you can catch all of this. That's the problem. I mean, good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.